This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us today. Jeremy, I'm very excited about this show. One, because this is going to be our last 11 p.m. show.
I know. I'm a little sad, but I'm also very excited.
And then starting next week, August 18th, is going to be our new time of 9 p.m.
So we'll still be on the air just a couple hours earlier for everybody driving home, which is really big for us that they decided to bump us up to 9. It's huge.
Yeah, so this is a great show because, 4 years we've been going 11 p.m. We're now about to go 9 p.m. starting next week, August 18th.
So, yeah, that's, you know, coming up. So you're listening to us now at this time. So 2 hours earlier, wherever you're at right now. Same great show, just a new time.
Yeah, so this is a bittersweet goodbye. It's great because this is our last show. After 4 years, we have special guests Winsome Benjamin and Isis Sanchez from Arizona at Work talking about a very special program that they're doing. This is great because the holidays are coming up. They are part of the Strengthening Working Families Initiative. Winsome and Isis, welcome to the Father Matters Show.
Thank you so much,
Vance. So I'm going to let them know, Jay, they did hold this show up a little bit coming in here. Can't find the building.
This is true. I mean, these buildings can be tough, but yeah, you're exactly okay. Right.
But I'm not mad at them, but I'm so glad they're here because what they're doing is great because holidays right around the corner, people are hurting for work, and they are putting together something that they want to help over 450 people get new jobs. I love this one thing. I got a message from when I was doing an email with Eric, who's your guys' communications manager. He said, what we're doing is taking someone who has a job and moving them into a career track where they have opportunities for advancements or a ladder to grow skills and become a more valuable and higher paid employee. Winsome, tell me about this new program you guys are doing, the Strengthening Working Families Initiative.
Well, the main thrust of our program is to support families while they pursue education, while they pursue training. As you might know, one of the biggest challenges a parent face going back to school is, how am I going to pay for that childcare while I am in class? Is that extra hour care costs more money? I use the service during the week, and now it's on the weekends or it's in the evening, so will my budget stretch? And so we are here to fill in that gap that exists for that parent that has that need. Our program is focused on helping parents transition.
Right.
So to qualify for a program, first of all, they have to be older than 17, must be out of secondary school. So that means they have to have their GED or high school diploma. They have to be eligible to work in the United States. And most of all, they have to have a dependent that's 13 or younger, or the dependent can be older than 13 if they have a disability or some form of developmental delay. And they have to have childcare responsibilities for that dependent. So it can be a parent, a foster parent, a guardian.
A grandparent?
It can be a grandparent. It can be auntie's cousin sister down the hall who now happens to be taking care of these children who need help. And so to qualify for a program, you meet those criterias, you come in and see us, and we will sit down and we'll do a run-through with them. We will assess where the career interest lies because we are focused on three sectors of information technology, healthcare, and insurance. And so we will make sure that their career interests align with the sectors we're serving. We will do an assessment of where they are financially, what needs might exist in terms of would they be able to pay some of their education themselves? Are they able to qualify for programs like the Pell Grant or some form of financial aid? Or is it something that the program itself will have to look at funding for them? So we'll work on assessing that with them. And then we'll also work at assisting what other forms of challenges do you have getting to school? Do you have a transportation challenge? Mm. Do you have a challenge paying for your books? Do you have a challenge paying for the uniform you might need if you're going into a healthcare profession?
So if they have those challenges, you would help them with bus cards?
We will work with them. Bus passes is a part of our program. So our fuel cards, if they do have access to a car and they are unable to afford the fuel. Of course, this is not a gibby. So it's granted that you come in, you speak to us, and you'll automatically get this thing. This is something we have to assess and make sure that you do have a need and that those needs align to the areas we're focused on.
I love that. And then I know one of these parts you said, they do not need to live in the city, but must live in Maricopa County.
Absolutely. So we are partnered with Arizona at Work Maricopa County. So the city of Phoenix serves county residents. Our principal focus is residents of the city of Phoenix. Maricopa County serves residents in outlying areas such as Surprise, El Mirage, Avondale, Glendale, etc. However, if the city of Phoenix offices happen to be closer and they come to city of Phoenix, we're not going to turn them away and say, no, you need to go to the county office. So we are here to serve the people that reside in our county that needs our services.
And so by 2019, you're looking to serve to help 450 families.
No, we're looking to serve 600.
600
we
total?
Already have about 190.
Oh,
so
okay.
We need another 410 that we're looking to serve. That's specifically for this grant that has the extended childcare as a component. Our center, our Arizona at Work Center, also offers regular education training, job placement assistance programs. So even if you're not a parent who can qualify for the Strengthening Working Families Initiative program, we would still be able to assist you with other programs that we do have available. So we discount no one. Everyone is able to get served.
And I love that. Your main focus right now, you said healthcare, information technology, and business service. I love that you say the three sectors. Mm-hmm. Your training opportunities represent the major employment sectors in the Valley. Okay,
yes.
That's one part I highlighted on the email. I said your financial service and financial technologies workers were higher than anywhere else. Okay, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Let me get this. Your news reporter, because you got a good report about this financial. The financial service and the tech service earn an average of nearly $70,000 a year compared to the Metro's average wage of around $50,000 per year.
Yes.
And you want your workers to have the opportunity to find a career with good wages.
Right. All the careers we're focused on, the insurance industry, healthcare, information technology, are all high growth. So that means you get in this field, you have opportunities to advance. You get opportunities to move ahead. These are not fields where you're going to get in 10 years down the road. Your position is obsolete and there's nowhere for you to go and you have to go start all over again. You know, when the market is so challenging. So these are all lots of opportunities for advancement. These are all fields that offers also opportunities to diverge. So you come in, you become a nurse assistant, right? You can also advance and become a nurse, a registered nurse.
Uh-huh.
You have an option to become a healthcare administrator. So you can start as a nurse assistant and end up running the hospital where you started out as a nurse assistant. So these are all areas that have lots of opportunity. And the only thing we ask is when you're interested in our program and you come to see us, bring your motivation, bring your enthusiasm, and really bring that desire to go somewhere, because we can't take you where you want to go, but we can accompany you on that journey.
How about that? And information technology, can you touch on that a little bit?
Yes. We're focused right now. We start with them. So you come in, you know nothing, whether you come in and know nothing or you come in and you do have some experience, we will work with you towards getting, which is conditionally the second certification along the process, which is your CompTIA A+.
Okay.
If you come in and you already have your CompTIA A+, then we can look at advancing you along that continuum. So next would be the Network Plus or the Security Plus or getting your Cisco Certified Network Administrator. So these are all areas that have a lot of growth. These are, you know, tech companies are popping up all over the Valley.
Yes.
Everywhere you look, you can throw a rock at one of them and hit something. So these are areas that we will help you prepare. And then we have employers that we work with where we'll talk to about helping you get placed.
That's awesome. We're about to jump into a commercial, but when we get back, I want to talk more about the business service that you're providing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, your main goal, your purpose, more stuff, and why the Strengthening Working Families Initiative. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. So you're listening to The Father Matters Show with Vance Sims, and today's guest is Winsome Benjamin and Isis Sanchez, representing Arizona at Work. And you will hear more from them when we get back.
Do you love the Father Matters Show? Did you know you can find us on Facebook or fathermatters.org? Or if you miss us Saturday night, you can find us on blogtalk.com or soundcloud.com. And if you want to contact us directly, you can always call 602-774-3298. That's 602-774-3298 for Father Matters. Would you consider partnering with Father Matters? Father Matters is a nonprofit ministry, and all funds raised go directly to the Father Matters Ministry for Families. You could even become a partner today by going to fathermatters.org. That's fathermatters.org. And click the Donate to Father Matters icon. It's that easy. Or if you want to send a check, you can call for the address, 602-774-3298. That's 602-774-3298 for Father Matters. Father Matters, making better communities by supporting each other.
Welcome back to the Father Matters Show. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also catch the Father Matters Show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. Now, long before we have Strengthening Working Families Initiative, we had the Arizona at Work. And Isis, tell us, share a little bit about Arizona at Work, because I understand when Winsome was saying, you know, if you don't qualify, you can't, we can still plug you in through another unit, another service that we provide, which is Arizona at Work.
So Arizona at Work is fairly new branding for the state. It's a state branding for the Workforce Innovation Opportunity Act. Funds that were given to this, that were allocated through the state from the Department of Labor. And this branding helped identify to people that you can go to Maricopa County, Pinal County, all these other different local areas and get the same type of service utilizing Workforce Innovation Opportunity Act funds. Now, through those funds, you can get the same type of services that Winsome just mentioned regarding supportive services, training, career assessment. So they take you through our, when you go through the process and you get registered, and they take you through the process to try to get on a career pathway. Mm-hmm. Now, with Strengthening Workforce Initiatives, it's a little bit specialized, and there's so much more specifics to it than Workforce Innovation Opportunity Act. And that's why this program is so important that we get those participants in it, because it's, it has that focused, it has the focused participants of helping those families.
Yeah.
But at least with Arizona at Work, there are availability to a wider range of audience. So that way, you know, we have youth. There's, and it's not just underemployed and unemployed. If you are in a good job and a employer is needing to upskill because of a change in manufacturing or technology, if they need to upskill their employees, rather than lay them off and hire people with those skills, the beauty of Arizona at Work is that we can help those types of companies,
right,
so that we don't have to lay them off. We can give them assistance in how to upskill them and do an incumbent worker program where, you know, we can help them pay for that certification and the company helps pay for them. So that way it's a layoff aversion. So they keep those same dedicated employees in their positions.
And see, and what I appreciate about that, we at Father Matters, we refer a lot of our customers, clients to Arizona at Work. We work with a lot of men who are dealing with the child support issues, you know, so they need a better job or they need a job, you know. And what I love about this, I can't do what you do, you can't do what I do, but together we can do it all. Because sometimes it's not just about helping someone find a job, it's helping them with their life.
Exactly.
Because we get a lot of guys, we can help them find work, we can train them, we send them to our Father Matters Job and Training Institutes. They can come back 5 months later and they'll tell us they went through three different jobs. Mm-hmm. And so it's doing life with the men, doing life with the women as well, because a lot of them issues that they're dealing with, they're taking from these jobs.
Exactly.
They're taking two jobs. They're taking from relationships. So what I love is that how, like, we build them up and help get them out there. We're not just throwing them out there. And here we are in August, holiday times right around the corner. A lot of people stress and struggle around the Christmas time, full work, extra work. And this is why I'm so excited that you took the time to come here to share this, because you have a ton of openings, placements of training. You got staff ready to work and build people up.
Yes, we do. On our Strengthening Working Families initiative, we have a team that will be dedicated to anyone that enrolls in our programs. And in addition, we have on a weekly basis, we have employers. I have employers four that contacted me this morning that said, we're in healthcare and we desperately need nurse assistants, and we want to interview your participants and give them job before they even finish training. And I'm like, oh, we have someone else that's coming in to do an interview with our class. So class isn't even finished yet. They haven't finished attaining their credentials and yet their employment that they can get, that they can walk into as soon as they're finished.
But see, Winston, the reason why I don't want to blow over that, just say, oh, that's great, and move to the next question.
Right.
Because what I hear when you say that, people are calling you because they trust the people that the services that you are providing, the training that you are providing, they know if I need someone, I'm going to reach out to Strengthening Working Families Initiative first. I'm going to reach out to Arizona at Work and say, hey, I need a crane operator. I need nurse assistants. They're calling you because you are putting out good product. Can I just say it like that?
Definitely. Because we work with different trainers. So we have different training schools. When someone comes to us, we ask that they go do your research. Number one, make sure this field you're asking to go into is something that's really interesting for you and not just you're taking the job because you need money. So we do ask you to do some research. Make sure this is a field that you're going to enjoy and that has growth for you, number one. Number two, when you come and sit down with us, we ask you also to check out these different schools, which is a good fit. Some programs go by very fast. That might not suit you. Some programs take a little longer to get there, but it goes at a pace that's more in line with the way you work. Some people want to take a slower journey. Some people want to get there right away. So they are able to choose a school that fits in with them. We will help them work on that process. We are there to support them through that journey. If they run into a challenge with the school, they run into a challenge going to school, they can contact us and we will work on it with them. So we do have a team that's focused on working alongside them to get them to where they want to go. Now, of course, like I said before, we can't take you where you want to go, but we can accompany you along the journey. Because the way we look at this, we are not here to give you a handout. We are here to give you a leg up that ladder.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
And so if you come and you're willing to put in that work, we're willing to put in that work alongside you. But we can only go as far as the person wants to go.
There you go.
Is how we see.
Let's talk a little bit about your partners, because your partners are included and are not limited to Maricopa County, Maricopa Community Colleges, Head Start, Association for Supportive Child Care. Because without these partners coming together to help and assist, this program would be a little hard to provide.
It
Tell us a little bit about your partners and what roles they play, because they should be acknowledged.
Definitely. Maricopa County Human Services Department, Arizona at Work, they're our sister side. And they provide, same thing, they provide our career advisement through career navigators. They have business specialists who are focused on working with our I'll call them clients because that's how we see them. We're close to our hearts. So who are focused on working with them and helping them find jobs. And our advisors who are focused on working with them, giving them the counseling and accompanying them through the journey. So those services are provided through Arizona at Work, Maricopa County. We have Association for Supportive Child Care, who were very instrumental in helping us do our research on child care provider, the best way to incorporate the provision of child care services. That took us a long journey. Mm-hmm. They helped us so much with the research and the resources that were available. What's the best method for our clients to contact these different child care services? How to make sure that the child care service you're contacting is duly licensed, that they are allowed to operate, that they are will take good care of your dependent while they're in their custody. So they help us look at that. Arizona Work Department of Economic Security also helped us a lot because they do provide the child care subsidy program. Mm-hmm. So they help us a lot by helping us to research the providers and giving us access to child care resource and referral, which is a referral service that our parents contact. And they will help them figure out what are some of the best options for childcare. So they will give them a list of three or more childcare centers that they can then go and do their research and contact. They make sure these centers are current, that they haven't had to suspend service, that they're still operational, that they're operating within guidelines. We also have our Head Start program, and they have programs that go birth to five. So they start working from the child is in the home. They start working with the parents as educators to help those children get ready for school. And then they also run the preliminary centers that they start on working on their education before they get to, first grade?
Kindergarten, first grade.
Yeah. And then we also have our family support centers through the city of Phoenix. Right now we're working very closely with John F. Long. And they help us by providing a lot of the services our parents need. So if a parent come into our program, for example, in our healthcare program, sometimes they need a lot of immunizations that we might not be able to cover. That service will help us help them find community resources. And it doesn't just help them with things that they might necessarily need for education and training. So they can also connect them to, say, they need some kind of mental health counseling, or say you're a parent, you're going through, you know, some separation with your other half, or you might be having some other issues not directly related to education, but it's a life issue. They are able to link them with those resources. So they have a pulse on the resources that are available in the community. One of our other partners is also the Community College District. Through that program, we have participants, clients that are in classes at Glendale Community College, and that some of they're doing it online. Because we have participants that entered our program. They finished a couple of semesters of training, got a great job in the insurance field, and we were able to offer them online courses to finish getting them towards their certificate completion. That way they don't have to drop the program. They can get into the field and start working right away.
You're basically giving them no excuse of why they can't advance in life, why they can't help themselves out. I mean, transportation, childcare, education, job placement. I mean, it's no excuse.
Exactly.
And just before we went to the commercial at the top of the show, we didn't touch on the business services. That was another one of your focus. Touch on the business services a little bit.
Well, out of the 600 people that we're going to put in training, 150 have to be what's considered incumbent. And an incumbent simply means that you're already working for an organization, a company that has partnered with our Strengthening Working Families Initiative program. We call it SWIFI, so I'll be saying SWIFI from now on. So you're working with an employer that has partnered with SWIFI, and through that program, we are able to basically group you. So say we are working with Banner and Adelante Health, and say they have where Banner has a requirement where when they employ you as a medical assistant, you need to become certified within 6 months. Okay. We're able to work with Banner to offer those training programs to those employees that would otherwise possibly be laid off by not completing and getting that certification. So we're able to work with them, partner with them. We work with the school that does all the instructing to get them exam ready. Then they take the exam. We pay for the certification and exam fee if they qualify. And then we provide childcare while they're going through the program as well. So we have services where we work specifically with employers to look at what obstacles are the employees that are working with you facing, what challenges are they facing for what they need to get them to the next level. And then we will work with the employer to help provide those services to the employees.
So with all this wealth of information, I'm just an average Joe, want to advance myself. How would I get in touch with Strengthening Working Families Initiative? How would I go about getting in touch with Arizona at Work? What would I do to get this whole process rolling?
Well, I will send you some information. If you could please put on your website, number one, that will be an easy way for them to link back to us. So typically the first step is they would attend an information session. The information session is what I tell them, basically what I've just told on the air. In addition, we do set some expectations, like such as I mentioned, they need to bring some desire to be able to do this. Mm-hmm. They need to show up on time to the appointments. They need to actually go to training once you sign up for training.
Right.
So they need to put in forth effort. So we set our expectations. What we are here to provide, what we expect them to provide. Then we tell them all about the program requirements, documentation we will require, all that stuff. You know, it's federally funded, so we need birth certificate, we need et cetera, et cetera.
And if someone has a criminal record, do you help Yes, we can
still work with them depending on what which career path they want.
Okay.
Some of the career paths we cannot because they simply will not be able to become licensed.
Right.
And we will be very upfront and we will tell them that. Other career paths are more forgiving and we will also share that with them. Some employers say, well, we'll take you conditionally.
Yeah.
So we do ask that they're very upfront with us. Tell us anything you think is going to be a challenge for you and we will work with you in resolving that.
Where can our listeners go to learn more about what you're doing, your website, your Facebook page, phone number? Where can they go right now?
You can go to Arizona at Work, City of Phoenix, and it's ArizonaAt.
Slow it on down.
Slow it on down. Okay. It's ArizonaAtWork.com/Phoenix.
Slash Phoenix.
Yes. So City of Phoenix, Arizona at Work. That's the website. Then they can also go to Eventbrite and search for Swiffy, which is SWFI. That will give them a list of all our information sessions and they can sign up to come. And that's for county, so it's in Chandler Gilbert area, City of Phoenix area, and also locally.
Well, I want to thank you guys so much for taking the time to join me. Thank you to my engineer. Thank you for joining us, the Father Matters Show. Send us your questions or comments at info.com. FatherMatters@info.org. I'm sorry. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.